You'll turn with me to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 28, questions 75, 76, and 77. Let us read responsibly. Question number 75. How is it signified and sealed to you in the Holy Supper that you partake of the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross and all his benefits? Thus, that Christ has commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup in remembrance of him, and has joined therewith these promises. First, that his body was offered and broken on the cross for me, and his blood shed for me, as certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me, and the cup communicated to me. And further, that with his crucified body and shed blood, he himself feeds and nourishes my soul to everlasting life. As certainly as I receive from the hand of the minister and taste with my mouth the bread and cup of the Lord, which are given me as certain tokens of the body and blood of Christ. What does it mean to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ? It means not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and thereby to obtain the forgiveness of sins and life eternal, but moreover, also to be so united more and more to his sacred body by the Holy Spirit, who dwells both in Christ and in us, that although he is in heaven and we on earth, we are nevertheless flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and live and are governed forever by one Spirit, as members of the same body are governed by one soul. Where has Christ promised that he will thus feed and nourish believers with his body and blood, as certainly as they eat of this broken bread and drink of this cup? In the institution of the supper, which says, the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. As you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And this promise is also repeated by the Apostle Paul, where he says, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, so we, being many, are one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. All right. So we have been considering, we consider the gospel presentation as summarized in the Apostles' Creed, and we looked at the explanation of that. And then we have moved now to look at the sacraments, those visible holy signs and seals appointed for this end, that by their use they may more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel. Namely, that of free grace, he grants unto us forgiveness of sins and everlasting life for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. That's answer to question number 66, what is the sacraments? And so now we are focusing, we've left baptism, focusing on that last week, and now we are beginning to spend a few weeks looking at the Lord's Supper. When we look at question number 75, the key, and I was emphasizing what I think was the key, and I don't know if you picked it up because you were reciting it yourself. The key to question number 75 is in the question, you. Where there it says, how is it signified and sealed to you? That you partake of the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross and all his benefits. And if you notice in the answer, how many times the word me and my comes up. Thus, Christ has commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup in remembrance of him, and is joining these promises. And then again, his body was broken and offered and broken on the cross for me, and his blood shed for me, as certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me, and his cup communicated to me. So the point is, this particular question has to do with the understanding and the acquisition of what the Lord's Supper is pointing to. Notice the question. How is it signified? What is the sign that when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, what does the bread and the wine point to? It doesn't point to itself. Our focus is not on the elements. We're not focusing on the bread and the kind of bread that's there. We're not looking at whether it's wine or grape juice. We're not looking at the elements. We're looking at Jesus Christ, what he has done for us. And so the question, though, is what is it to you? What does it signify? What do you understand that it's pointing to? Remember that the Heidelberg Catechism was designed to train those under Frederick III's reign in the gospel. He wanted those under his responsibility, those who we will answer to God for as a civil magistrate, he wanted them thoroughly educated in the true gospel. Because he knew that once he left this world, the next prince may be something other than Reformed or Bible believing. Could be Roman Catholic, could be Lutheran. Could be something else. And of the day, and at the day, everybody in the realm was whatever the prince was. And so he wanted to make sure that each individual in that area, in the Palatinate, they understood what the Lord's Supper was all about. And so should we. So how is it signified and sealed to you personally in the Holy Supper that you personally partake in the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross and all his benefits? How do you know that? How is it that you are partaking of something that occurred 2,000 years ago? And the answer is, as certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken and take the cup that's communicated, that is mine. I am his. But that is mine. It's shed for me. He communicates to me. He feeds me. He nourishes my soul to everlasting life. And I know that for certain as I receive from the hand of the minister and taste with my mouth the bread and the cup, I know that Jesus died for me. Personally. Again, for me, coming to faith in Christ, the message of the gospel preacher was that if I was the only human being on the earth, Jesus still would have came and died for me. Though he didn't know what he was talking about as far as his theology, he was right in that idea of particular redemption. That wasn't his intent, but it was true. That Jesus Christ and my declaration as I partake of the Lord's Supper is that's as real for me, and so I hope it is for you as well. When you partake the Lord's Supper, you're having that communion with Jesus. Jesus, you died for me, and as certain as I hold this bread, you came. You died for me. It's even greater than the ring on my finger identifies my marriage. This is greater. You died for me. You shed your blood for me. And it is mine. So I hope you notice that personal, intimate aspect of the Lord's Supper. Secondly, notice in question number 76, there's a shift from the personal to the more general. What does it mean to eat? Notice it doesn't ask, what does it mean to you? It says, what does it mean to eat the crucified body and the shed and drink the shed blood of Christ? It means not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ and therefore obtain the forgiveness of sins, but moreover also to be so united to his sacred body by the Holy Spirit who dwells in both Christ and, notice there's the first mention of a pronoun, us. You notice the me isn't there. You see that? The answer to this question is more of a generic, well, what does it mean? But even in that answer, explanation, notice that the focus is not on me, but on us. You see that? In other words, we together partake. And I think that's brilliant in the understanding. It's my relationship with Jesus, which is signed and signified, but it's also our relationship with Jesus that's signed, and that's signified and sealed. Okay? And so it also brings in the corporate. It talks about the individual and our relationship, but it's also talking about the body of Christ, who dwells, it says, that so united more and more with his sacred body by the Holy Spirit, who dwells both in Christ and in us, that although he is in heaven and we on earth, we are nevertheless flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone and live and are governed forever by one Spirit as members of the same body are governed by one soul. So you see that. The answer is you are not your only yourself, and it's not just you and Jesus making it through this life. Okay? Contrast Southern California Christianity. We are part of the body of Christ. We confess that. We believe in the whole, in the one, what is it, the Catholic Church, the one Catholic Church, the universal body of Christ. We're part of the body of Christ. And so the Lord's Supper is celebrated not by individuals, you and I. I don't have the authority to celebrate the Lord's Supper by myself. You understand that? Though I'm the minister, right? And I am ordained to do that. I cannot celebrate the Lord's Supper on my own. I can't celebrate it with my family. You understand that? It must be celebrated in the corporate assembly with the elders. It is identified with the body of Christ. And so we together live and are governed forever by his Spirit. And we celebrate that in the Lord's Supper. And then finally, question number 77. Where is this in the Bible? What's this based on? Why do we do this? And the answer is because Jesus told us to. He's commanded us to. And not only that, but his apostle, the apostle Paul, commands us to. Or I should say, God through Paul commands us. So you have two witnesses, Jesus himself and the Holy Spirit guiding the apostle Paul. And so it is something that we practice. It's designed for unity. Unfortunately, how many times we divide, how many times the church has divided in trying to understand what exactly we are doing. But notice that, the very end. Because there is one body, so we being many are one body, for we all are partakers of the one bread. And so there is a unity, there is a oneness, even though there is the many of us individually. And both are bound together through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.